Mary and Joseph, a young couple, both devoutly religious, planning to get married. Then she tells him that she is pregnant, and he knows that he is definitely not the father. And Mary says that she was told by an angel, before she was even pregnant, that it will be a miracle pregnancy. If you were Joseph, would you believe that? And then Mary also tells him that her elderly cousin, Elizabeth, is also 6 months pregnant. And if you were Joseph, would you believe that? Joseph was thinking about quietly ending their relationship when, after she was pregnant, he too sees an angel in a dream. And he too is told to name the child Jesus. It's one of the things that struck me over the series of readings leading up to Christmas and through Christmas. Angels telling both Mary and Joseph independently things that they must do. Name the baby this. Go into exile. All those sort of things. What is it that made Joseph change his mind about leaving Mary quietly? Well, Joseph was a man of faith. He'd been given the gift of discernment through the Holy Spirit, and he weighed up the evidence. He looked at what was going on around him, and he decides to do as he is told by the angels, and he takes Mary as his wife. And at the end of today's gospel there, you'll see that Mary and Joseph are again being obedient. On the eighth day, when it was the time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. Why was Jesus' name so important in the message from the angel? Well, we know it means salvation, Emmanuel, God is with us, yes, but it is to fulfill a prophecy, and it's to fulfill a prophecy made, which we see in the prophecies of Isaiah, made nearly 800 years before the child was born. Why does God have to fulfill prophecies like this? Well, it's in order to convince people like us that God is real. It's also done to show us that God indeed has a plan for the world and its people. That plan is working its way out, working its way through. And it goes to convince people like us, people like Joseph and people like Mary, to convince us that God does actually get involved in what goes on in the world. So three questions to myself. I ask myself, do I believe in God? Yes. Do I believe in Jesus Christ, born 2017 years ago? Yes. Will I, like Mary and Joseph, do as I'm told by God and his messengers? Yes, but no. But yes, but no. My New Year's resolution, to be like Mary and Joseph. I'll try not to be a pretend Christian. I will do as I am told by God.